Human Rights Watch released a report looking into the violent crackdown of street protests on October 15th in Sudan's Kassala State. The protests started after Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok fired Kassala's controversial governor Ammar Saleh, who was appointed in July. Mohammed Osman, a researcher with Human Rights Watch, says his organization was able to document cases of excessive use of force, including lethal force, by the Rapid Support Forces, the Army, and the Central Reserve Police, who were deployed to do crowd control.
The excessive use of force resulted in the killing of 7 protesters. 5 of them were killed in front of Kassala Hospital, for instance, in which they were attacked by elements of the Rapid Support Forces. In all of these killings that we documented, the forensic reports indicate that they sustained lethal gunshots in the upper parts of the body. So basically, the report rounding up cases in which security forces resorted to excessive use of force, failing to uphold and respect freedom of assembly and the right to life.
Sudan's information minister announced the day after the crackdown that the Attorney General's office was opening an investigation into the events. Osman says Sudan must ensure that justice is done and that the perpetrators are held to account.
Under international law, any state has a duty to respect and protect human rights. The Sudanese government is no exception to that. The fact that these violations committed by officials that put Sudan under obligation to thoroughly investigate and prosecute perpetrators. What we see here, unfortunately, that the victims and their families in Kassala, they have been very clear from day one that they want justice. However, that joining a very long list of other victims and families in Sudan, not only in terms of the past crimes committed by al-Bashir regime, but even looking into, for example, victims and the families of the dispersal of the city on June 3rd, that they've still been waiting justice.
Osman says despite repeated commitments received from Sudan's transitional government to investigate and punish crimes committed by armed forces in different parts of Sudan, very little has been done, including the investigation into the violent crackdown on the June 3, 2019 sit-in, when more than 100 civilians were killed.
We see numerous committees being formed by authorities, but we are not seeing any substantial outcome. And that's definitely very worrying, because the issue here that justice has to be seen. And as also people would say, justice delayed is justice denied. So if the authorities are actually genuine about the demands of the revolution, the transitional demands of the revolution to establish justice and uphold rights, they're not doing this right so far. We're not seeing any indicator that this is coming on the top of their list of priorities.
Osman says Sudan's government must make sure that regular forces do not receive immunity from prosecution when it comes to human rights abuses.
Seeing groups like the RSF and army doing what law enforcement would do, we are seeing these forces with their own record of abuses, from counterinsurgency in the conflict areas all the way to June 3rd, doing something they're not trained for. There is an absolute important and critical issue here, which is the security sector reform.
Osman says Sudan must reform its entire security sector so that regular forces and law enforcement comply with national and international norms of human rights. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.